Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Jenna, who emailed us to say, I have a question. Since you guys, she means me and Margaret, both have big families, how does everyone get fed when you get together for a few days? Do you get takeout for every meal? Do people take turns cooking? I'm the only person in my husband's family who can cook, so I end up doing all the cooking when we get together, and I end up exhausted and don't get to spend time with everyone. I would love to know what you guys do. Thanks. Love this question, Jenna, because I think a lot of us will be getting together this summer with extended family, maybe even more than usual to make up for not at all the year before. And yet we'll also be sticking close to home for a lot of reasons, a lot of like staycations with cousins. This also is near and dear to my heart, this question, because I was one of these people who used to do it all. We have a large extended family, like you said. I'm the oldest of six kids. There are now 15 grandchildren, and the entire group of us, or, you know, at least the large majority of us, get together once a year. We skip last summer. It's back on for this summer. And in the first couple of years, we would host this at my house and a house nearby. And I used to do it all. I never left the kitchen. I, you know, had my shopping list, did my meal planning. And still, of course, by the time you finish breakfast, it's time to set up for lunch. By the time you finish cleaning up lunch, it's time to set up for dinner. There was a distant relation of ours who I heard remark within earshot that Amy does all this chopping and fresh herbs. And I don't know why she does this. I mean, we're simple. We don't need any of this. While I was cooking this person their 70th meal. And you know, it wasn't that I didn't want everybody there. I truly did. I looked forward to these times all year round. It's just that you were immediately like, I'm not leaving the kitchen. I'm working so hard. People don't get it. People don't appreciate it. It took a new arrival, a new sister-in-law, to show up and say, wait, this is nuts. We get together and she does all the cooking every day. And so I'm going to say, for you to get your way out of this to a solution that's more sane and sustainable for you, you might need a third party to say, hey, I wonder if there's another approach. Can we maybe make this a little bit easier on Jenna? So it's not just you with your built-up resentment, you know, blowing your stack. The way it happens now, we have the same group that gets together for 5 to 7 days every summer. I mean, at this point, it's like 27 people and we can't all fit in one house anymore. So we're kind of in the same neighborhood. And the way we do it is that breakfast is just Costco sized, whatever. We show up with giant, giant value sized bins of granola and that kind of thing and paper bowls. Although we do use solo cups, you know, those red cups that you drank from in college. And we write our names on them and we rinse them out at the end of the day and like stack them up on the windowsill. It's actually much, well, it's much better than a dishwasher. But we end up using many fewer cups than we do even when we were using glass cups. But here's what I want to talk about, really. Lunch and dinner. We decide this several weeks ahead of time. Each household, each, you know, set of people that live together somewhere else the rest of the time get one lunch and one dinner. Trading slots is allowed. It's a double opt-in process, but you have your slots. So you know when you're coming for this big week in the summer that you have Tuesday lunch and Thursday dinner. Some people like to do Thursday lunch and dinner, have one bad day and then be done with it. That's up to you. You can do it how you want. And then that slot is up to that family from conception to
presentation to cleanup. And it can be takeout or it can be a Barefoot Contessa masterpiece. You can come with the lasagnas in a cooler so you're ready, or you can call the Mexican place that afternoon. And we're half kids in this huge number of extended family. So, I mean, it's always going to be, to some extent, quantity over quality. But as long as there's food at the appointed time or shortly thereafter, and as long as there's enough food for everybody, you kind of have to let go of your expectations around what dinner should look like, or that you made your own, you know, chimichurri, and then the next day it's hot dogs and potato chips. You're going to have to, you know, let go of all that stuff. I am aware, bringing this up as an alternate way for it to work, that this worked really well for me, and it was easy because I had somebody else to say, hey, I think we should be doing it this way. You need to tread delicately around making a change like this, because I'm assuming the way it's going now is working pretty well for everybody else, actually. And I'm guessing that you are good at this, that you are a good host, and you are making the work invisible, which of course is never as good an idea as it seems to those of us who do it all. But you deserve to be fully present. And I am sure you probably don't seem as overwhelmed as you probably feel. So you're going to get your number one ally ahead of time, whether it's your spouse or your sister-in-law, and then get them to introduce to the group with you, hey, let's try something different this year, because then you can leave your past feelings out of it. You can also, by the way, leave your apologies. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's usually this way, but just leave that part of the sentence out. And then, like I said, you let go of the outcome. If there are a few too many hot dog dinners this year, and then everything you were doing in the past gets more appreciated in retrospect, that's so much the better too. But it is refreshing for us do-it-all types to put some of the work down and see the world miraculously turn without us and realize nobody was really asking us to do it all in the first place. Jenna, I hope that helped. Let us know how it goes this summer. Send us your questions and we might answer yours next. Questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.